Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you can know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and unending satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your own erotic fantasies just for coming, so you can experience every kiss, every lick, every thrust, as if it was happening right now. Now, tonight we've got the second part of our little alien fantasy. And of course it gets even filthier now, if you want to hear your fantasy right here. Narrated by yours truly. Then all you have to do is email me at devlin@wilddesires.com. And I will do my absolute best to bring your fantasy to life. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just loosen any clothing, put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to surrender to sensuous pleasure, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and just hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 20 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Tati tried to control the pleasure moving through her body, but all she could feel were those long fingers of Carolou massaging deep inside her, her thighs so wet with her slick, it was all she could smell. He held her there, right on the edge of an orgasm, painfully close, with every long stroke of his fingers, all he did was force that punishing orgasm to grow. She was used to her pussy clutching, but this was far beyond that. Her whole body clutched with need. Her core clutched with such an intense desire. It extended all the way down her legs. Her toes clutched in desperate need to keep control of the climax swirling through every vein of her body. As Carolou's fingers continued to torment her desire, his head lifted, looking toward the sky, and his jaw dropped open, as if roaring at the sky. Tati waited for a sound, a noise, something, but she couldn't hear a thing. He just stood there, silently roaring at the sky. But there was something, a sound on the very edge of her hearing. If she hadn't been watching him, she might not have even believed it was a sound. Perhaps a figment of her imagination. As his mouth closed, she wasn't sure if the sound had actually stopped. It seemed to echo in her mind for long moments. What she was sure of was how much she needed to come. Her whole body screamed at her for satisfaction. But as she pushed down onto his fingers, he slid them back, holding them at the perfect position to intensify her sensations, but not to give her satisfaction. "Bastard," she whispered. "Not now," he commanded. "Soon, but not now." His green eyes burrowed into her, pinning her to the ground. It wasn't long before there were sounds of movement about them. More Wartox, Tati presumed. Carolou just sniffed the air and smiled to himself. And gradually, more of his kind appeared from the undergrowth. cautiously walking into the clearing. They looked around suspiciously, first at Carolou, then at Tati. As they settled down, Carolou looked around the collected males. Smiling, he simply said, "Azifa," before removing his fingers from Tati's aching pussy and holding his hand triumphantly before him. The men all smelled the air, their concerned looks turning to wide smiles as the chant of Azifa grew, slowly at first, and then getting louder and louder, watching their eyes turn all the same emerald green as Carolou's, feeling their gazes dancing over her aching body, feeling their gazes dancing over her aching body. Tati was suddenly aware how naked she felt in just her nightshirt, how fucking erect her nipples were under the soft material, and how turned on she felt with all them watching her intently. More than aware of their growing erections. Fuck, they were huge. A wave of embarrassment flooded over Tati, even though she was the most heavily dressed person in the group right now. She pulled her arms over her breasts in an attempt to cover herself. Carolou's gaze fell hard upon her, his head tipping side to side as he studied her momentarily. Somewhere in those beautifully intense eyes there was a spark of recognition, a moment of realization. He turned to the huddled men, his voice demanding and expectant, "Arena needs silk." The men all stopped, their looks suddenly concerned as they studied Tati laid before them. Nodding, they took a step closer, each man within an inch of her, a protective wall around her, their erect cocks throbbing above her prone body, like some strange guard ceremony from outside a palace. As one, they grasped their erect cocks, their hands stroking up and down, slowly at first, deliberate motions of their hands along their entire length, the muscles inside their cocks rippling up and down their shafts, the air filled with a gentle humming sound as their stroking became harder, more intense. Even their long fingers struggled to reach around the complete girth of their hard cocks. But watching them, just above her, stroking their cocks in celebration of her, damn if that wasn't horny as fuck. She could feel every movement of their hands, as if they were stroking her pussy. Watching their cocks pulsing quicker and quicker, Tati noticed they were pulsing at the end, as if they were extending that little bit further. And God, if she couldn't feel that movement all the way into her core. Every single cock pulsing above her, pushing inside her. Fuck, how could she not come? But somehow, she didn't even come when they did. Long strands of their semen shot through the air, surprisingly gently for the size of their cocks, as the strands settled over her body. Their soft caress so beautiful as it lay over her naked flesh. It truly felt like the softest silk. Carolou stepped forward from the group, the green of his eyes so intense, they forced her back to arch just with his gaze. She was damn sure he could fuck her senses with just those eyes. She could feel it thrusting in and out of her needy pussy, the intensity forcing her pussy to clutch even harder. Why hadn't she come? How could this male hold her on the very edge for so long? Her pussy stretching for him, welcoming him to enter her in any way he desired. She ached to be fucked by this man in every way she could imagine. His fingers skillfully danced over her body. Her nightshirt, which seemed to have been ravaged by the forest, just fell away. So much for those expensive nightshirts, Tati thought to herself. He weaved his fingers through the soft threads of semen that graced her naked body, entwining them, contorting them in such a beautifully artistic way. The sheer white threads forming into the most beautiful silk lace lingerie over her body. The gentle caress of their warm cum cocooned her in the most beautiful sensation, sending tingles through every nerve in her body. She had never felt more beautiful than she did right now. She didn't just feel covered. She was completely embraced by the desire of each and every one of the males that surrounded her, almost as if they were her males, her harem. Carolu looked at her with a genuine warmth, his fingers playfully sliding through her hair. A new glow emanated from the deep green of his eyes as he whispered, "Are you ready for receiver?" He didn't wait for an answer. He just cried receiver again, and the male tribe moved around her, their fingers touching her. The electricity that ricocheted through Tati's body was incredible. She really had never felt anything like it in her life. Her muscles tensed and relaxed as a wave of pleasure moved through her, perfectly orchestrated by the electrifying touch of these men. Her gentle whispers transformed into moans of absolute desire as her thighs clenched. That desire returning, this time moving through her whole body. Not one of them had touched near her pussy. Not one had even touched her thighs, but her pussy clutched so aggressively with need. Her feminine juices were already dripping down her legs. Her mind was so consumed by the caress of these men and of the sensations building relentlessly through her body that she didn't notice the first male dropping to his knees. She moaned loudly as the sensation of his lips planted firmly on her pussy, sucking her folds like a ravenous beast. His tongue worked deep between her lips, tasting her, exploring her, fingering around her clit as he sucked it between his teeth, dragging it along the very edge of his teeth before his tongue flicked long and hard back along the folds of her pussy. She couldn't hold back. This was absolute torture as her orgasm washed over her body, electrified head to toe with need. As she pushed her throbbing clit hard against his bristled lips, his hands quickly grasped at her ass, pulling her hard onto his face as he sucked her cum from every corner of her pussy. Her orgasm exploded time and time again over her body. Her legs tightened around his head before loosening. Breathlessly, her body slumped as the orgasm continued to circulate her whole body. Without mercy, another male dropped to his knees, sucking at her folds, his tongue flicking with stinging lashes at her most sensitive nub, still vibrating from her last orgasm. She wasn't sure if her last orgasm had ended or if it had just continued. Male after male ate at her pussy. Tongue after tongue delved into the delights of her dripping sex. Every time she didn't think she could endure another orgasm, another male ensured she did. The scene around her became a confused mash of lights and colors. Sensations cascaded through her body. The orgasms transcended anything she had ever felt. She felt like she was floating with the intensity of pleasure cascading through her body. She had moaned, she had growled, she had cried. But she had no sounds left now. Her throat so hoarse from her orgasms, she was completely empty, completely sated. Her vision was bleary as she looked weakly around the tribe of her males that stood proudly around her. Each one's stubbled chin glistening with her pleasure. A badge, a medal, an emblem of their new queen, in perfect symphony. They pressed their hands over their chest and cried a zephyr before disappearing into the undergrowth. In the distance, she could hear grunts and cries. If she had been anywhere near astute, she would have realized there was a battle going on. But her mind was exhausted by the orgy of pleasure she had experienced. Relentlessly, she had orgasmed time and time again, and they had tasted every last drop of her. Her eyes drifted closed, the flood of pleasure consuming her finally. The sounds of a triumph return woke Tati. The last light of the day was dying as the veil of night drifted over the clearing. The males lit the clearing with wooden torches. Shadows danced around the trees bordering the area. The burning fingers of the firelight caressed their naked bodies, grasped at their erections, which stood proud into the night. Carol Duke came and stood next to her. "My Raina," he said, his eyes twinkling like emeralds in the firelight. Leaning down, he kissed her tenderly, sucking gently on her lower lip. Their tongues explored each other's mouths, entwining, his fingers sliding through her hair as he gently pulled her head back, holding her gaze. "Tonight we rebuild my home," he whispered, his hand sliding over hers and lifting her hand onto his hard, thick cock. "Oh, fuck," Tati thought to herself. Two other males lifted her, each by an arm, as Carol Doo slid underneath her, his tail caressing around his cock, teasing at the folds of her pussy, as the other males lowered her slowly down, his tail ensclawed inside her pussy, stretching it, as she felt the tip of his cock slowly pressing inside. Her lips stretched tightly around him. She suppressed a scream as she felt him all the way inside her, the walls of her pussy throbbing at the sensation of this huge cock filling her completely. She waited for a thrust, but he didn't. His pelvis didn't move. What did happen was his cock extended up and down, pistoning inside her. The muscles around his shaft pulsing, rubbing along her lips, massaging her clit, rubbing every inch of the inside of her pussy. Her pussy clutched aggressively at the sensation of his cock, massaging it. Somewhere in the background, she could hear a drumming sound. Through the lights that danced across her eyes, through the lights that danced over her eyes, she could see the other males drumming their hands on their muscular thighs. The beat getting louder and louder. As his cock extended up and down inside her, her whole body trembling as her orgasm grew, stretching her pussy, her core, filling her completely. As his cock throbbed, trembling inside her, her fingers ran through his chest hair, grasping at it as her moans grew. The gaze in his eyes intensified by his tail wrapped around her, holding her firmly as the motion of his cock grew harder and harder, faster and faster. Somewhere deep inside his chest a growl started, a deep resonant growl that echoed through his cock, that vibrated along the walls of her pussy and echoed across her clit. Her whole body tensed as his cock erupted inside her, his beautiful streams of silky cum filling her completely. She grasped at his chest as that orgasm erupted through every cell in her body, pleasure swamping every sense she had. Slowly, she felt his cock reducing, although the sensation still vibrated through her. Their gazes held each other as their breathing returned to normal. "This is where it begins. We will take back our world. We will bring more receiver like you. And we will rebuild." Pulling her tight to his chest, his heartbeat pulsing through her as his tail wrapped around her, keeping her safe and secure. Immersed in satisfaction, Tati looked around the clearing as the males, her males, watched them consume their passion. Somehow she knew she was their queen, and they would do her pleasure, whatever she asked. So, I hope you enjoyed that. A little reverse harem for a Monday evening. Now, isn't that nice? So next week, a new story, yes. Got a couple in mind. I'm going to keep it a surprise. But you'll also notice next week, I'm going to spruce up the place a little. I'm actually moving platforms this week for the podcast. So the podcast will be hosted elsewhere next week. It will have a slightly different look, but not much. You probably won't even notice. I hope it all goes swimmingly, but for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast